Hey, welcome back. It's McCabe and Friends live poolside here at Grand Canyon University. This has been a blast. I defer to Bickley and MJ. They're down the dial, but you know what? Most of the great ideas in this world are stolen anyway, so what are you doing? We're doing the show live here, poolside, 33rd Avenue in Camelback. They raised the roof across the street here at Grand Canyon University on their new arena, and we wanted to be part of it. We've been part of their program, their partnership for the past couple of years. Men's and women's basketball tonight. We've got the women's at 5. Sam Murphy stopping by. I did get her game day routine. She said the only one thing that she has to absolutely have is scrambled eggs on game day, because I brought a sandwich by for her. But wish her well. What a wonderful young lady, and you may hear about her in the WNBA, certainly Europe, but just a class act, and we wish her well. Coming up a little bit, just a couple of minutes from now, we will talk with the men's assistant basketball coach, Matt Brazzi. He's got some roots, got a little family tree. His grandpa is Hall of Famer, former Arizona coach Lute Olson, so we'll talk to him coming up here in a little bit. But I want to do a short little segment here and play what if with you, because I'm wondering if some of you are saying that. A little what if here. Arizona State University tonight taking on UW Washington. And you have to go 5 years ago. You're looking for a new head coach at Arizona State University. Rob Evans is blown out. And they went outside the box and went and got Herb Sendek from North Carolina State. It was a unique hire, very bizarre hire. I mean, it really came from nowhere when you considered who the candidates were. Rick Majerus was being courted at this time. Lisa Love was in the same hotel with Rick Majerus in Milwaukee. You heard names like Mark Few, Randy Bennett, who we watched last night on TV. Guys who had built in West Coast recruiting ties. It made a lot of sense. But then they went out and hired Herb Sendek. And this is not a shot at Herb. I just wanted to play what if. Arizona State plays Washington tonight, and the Devils 1-11 in the conference. Last place in a conference that's never been worse. And it's just pretty – you're in last place when a conference is down. And I see a team a little bit like you call a duck in the water. All calm on top, the Ducks cruising along, and underneath they're flailing. Because you've got some seniors in Rick Kuksas and Ty Abbott who've struggled this year. And it's sad because they're supposed to be enjoying their senior year. Jamel McMillan, similarly, who's played well, probably been their one stabilizing player, also a senior, but he's been hurt this year. And next year it's really Trent Lockett and a bunch of kids. Keala King, who really hasn't been given the opportunity. Corey Hawkins from Estrella Foothills, Hersey Hawkins' kid. He came in as a great shooter. Carrick Felix kind of fell into their laps, leaving Duke University. Might turn out okay. And while they're down, this is the thing I worry about. I don't see the future. I don't see a game plan, and that's the thing that concerns me most. I mean, I don't mind a team being bad or down or struggling, but what is the game plan? What is the Jahi Carson? We went and watched him play. I've seen him play several times. He's a spectacular kid. He's their top recruit out of Mesa High School. A spectacular, special kid. But are you talking a freshman point guard going to come in and grow up that quickly right away in Pac-10 and Division I? I don't know. Jordan Bushinsky, a 7'2" center from Canada, grew up a lot this year after missing a couple of years on his Mormon mission. And it could turn out to be a nice player, but I just wonder, and I wanted to play what if with you. Would it have been different, maybe with a rising West Coast young star as the coach at Arizona State University? It's not an indictment of Herb Sendek, but certainly there's some panic going on around ASU basketball that this team, in his fifth year, is where it is. Speaking of what if, we can play it to Arizona fans, Arizona Wildcat fans, because what if Tim Floyd would have been the head coach down there in Tucson? What if that would have worked out? And the mess that would have continued down there. You know the situation with Lute Olson and him resigning, Kevin O'Neill stepping in, and it turned out to be a bad fit. I love Kevin O'Neill, but it was a completely contrasting style of what the players were used to. It was a bad marriage. Kevin O'Neill, who had helped build that program as part of Lute's staff, had come back and tried to recreate it. It just wasn't working. Russ Pennell went in there and did a remarkable job in the transition period. Unbelievable job. And now Sean Miller. But what if? What if Tim Floyd? You can play what if with any team you want. You can play what if. As both these teams, you've got one in first place, the Arizona Wildcats, and what if they hadn't gotten Sean Miller? And what if those kids from USC and Derek Williams hadn't transferred from USC and the fallout there? Things could have been a lot crazier, but they aren't. Tonight, Arizona, with their 21-4 record, takes on Washington State, a trap game down in Tucson as they get Washington on Saturday, and Arizona State, similarly, a trap game for Washington tonight, because the one team that gives the Huskies problems are teams that play a matchup zone on the road. Last I checked, that's Arizona State. Let's see. Let's look up matchup zone in the dictionary. There's a picture of Herb Sendick in Arizona State. So there is hope. There's hope tonight, anyways, for Arizona State. Hey, there's plenty of hope here at Grand Canyon University. They did the rooftopping ceremonies tonight on their arena, and that's why we're here. Well, we're here poolside. I got my son KJ, and he's just dying to jump in the pool. It's heated. The pool's heated, and he's going in. We're poolside. We stole the idea from one of the other radio stations, but we've been on the – we've had the keys to the bandwagon here at Grand Canyon for quite some time, so I don't mind it. We've got the bandwagon painted up in purple and gray, and rocking it around town, especially for the men's basketball team. And an assistant coach who not only has roots, but I've got history with him as well. He's Matt Brozzi. He's got a pretty good family tree. We'll explain it next. Talking Grand Canyon University live here on The Fan, AM 1060, the voice of the fans.
McCabe and Friends will be back after this short break. If you can't wait that long, shoot.